it's really built up now.
Ooh, what's that look like it? Well, that takes care of that. Was, see, when you go to, we back in the wheat field, see, we cut it, hauled it up, then they thrashed it. Then they wouldn't go to just one house. You take in the community, maybe four or five families would haul it to one place, you see. Mm-hmm. Then the thrash would come and sit down. Then it'd thrash yours and somebody else's, and like that. And the way they paid it, they would take a toll. It's called a coal toll. Mm-hmm. Take so much of your wheat to pay for coming thrashing. So that's where a poor farmer had to get his wheat thrashed. To give so much of it to him for coming thrashing. And you take back those days, you worked from sun to sun for 50 cents a day. That's all anybody was worth in the country on the farm. I plowed a few times after I got pretty good size. Now, when I first started plowing, they had to cut the handles off to make them short enough where I could reach up high enough. That's the reason I never did get no education. I had to plow when the weather was fit. When I went to school, it was raining, and we walked a mile and a half to school. What little schooling we got. Until I moved to Porterdale, and see, I done got so large and so far behind until I just quit and went to work. A lot of folks wondered why I didn't get one, so that's the reason.
Well, it was unusual, though, for when you were growing up, for many people to...
Well, you take us country children like that, most of us, we had to stay out and work all to make a living.
Right.
And you take, we'll run a year on less than $50. Family of six children and my mother and father.
Well, you raised most of what
Oh
you
yeah, you raised everything except coffee and sugar. And every once in a while you'd buy a little piece of cheese, and when you had that, that was something extra. Of course, it was cheap, but you just didn't have money to buy it with.
Where did you get your coffee and sugar?
When we come to town, see, they'd come to town about once a month in a two-horse wagon. Not just for that, but being buying coming for something else, then they'd pick it up.
Did you buy a small quantity, or did you buy a lot at one time, or?
Oh, no, we'd buy a good bit at a time, say 100 pounds.
100 pounds. What type of container did sugar come in?
It come in a crocus sack. A cloth sack, what was called a crocus sack.
And what did coffee come in?
Well, it come in cans.
Oh, it came in cans.
Uh-huh. Y'all ever seen in the paper bags, you could buy what you call a half gallon can, a gallon can. Most of it came in cans. Then it come in half grains. You had your coffee grinder at home. You ground your coffee when you got ready to put it in your pot.
That's the way it's really good. When you press grind.
Yeah, you can see when we bought it, it was in beans.
Yeah.
Coffee beans. Then on the side of the wall, a little grinder. Put it up there, and you talk about smelling good. Now, when you grind that coffee, that really smelled good. And back those days, when my mother would cook breakfast and get breakfast done, she turned right around and take up from in till dinner time to get dinner cooked. And now you cook it. Well, you take, I come in just a little before y'all got here, and I cook about 20 minutes. Well, say 30 minutes, we done cooked neat. Cleaned up the table and taken her one 6 to 8 hours. Because she put it on, boil it in a big old black pot,